Yeah, that's never fun, especially when it gets really cold out. I've had to deal with that before. I quit using Stable probably, I don't know, 12, 15 years ago. I just run the gas out of everything. Lawnmower, I ran it till it quit. We have a Leaf vacuum bagger machine, and I ran that till it quit. Snowblower, I ran that. Usually in the spring, I'll take it out in the yard and just let it run until it quits. That one holds quite a bit of gas in the bowl. And it's got a little screw in the bottom, kind of sideways at the bottom of the bowl. You undo that, and you can drain the gas out of the bowl on the snowblower. So my generator's the same way. It's got a special screw. It's not the one on the very bottom that takes the bowl off. It's just the drain. You can drain all the gas out of the bowl once you let it run until it quits. There's always a little bit left in there, which will tend to gum things up. But, yeah, you definitely got to have the snowblower going. I've got an electric plug-in snowblower with a 100-foot cord, and that'll do 4 or 5 inches of snow, and then I've got a two-stage walk-behind, six gears, forward gears. And I use that if we get a lot of snow. And I got, I think, 4 shovels. Sometimes Patty will shovel, and I'll shovel, do it together and just tag team it because we help the lady next door. Other times we just pull the snowblower out. Patty will run the snowblower if I've got to leave and go to work or go somewhere. If I turn the snowblower around, fill it with gas, plug it in, for the electric start, you have to plug it in. If I have it all ready, she'll run it. But if it's in the corner facing the back of the garage, she won't touch it. She's like, I'll shovel if I can or wait till you get home. So when I worked in the office every day, I always had the snowblower where my car was when I pulled out, turned around, plugged in, ready to go, and I'd come home and she'd have it all done. KB8RBP.